Thanks for warming my seat up. That feels good.
All right, call us to order. We can get this thing going there, boss.
Call us to order.
You ready?
Yep.
I move that we accept the MAC delegates for the annual conference as presented by our county clerk of Jim Stravis, Chuck Pendle, Danny Strahan, Don Neely, Robert Dixon, and Rick Finley, Sheila Wyatt, Jeff Merrill, Jimmy Russell, and James Strahan.
Second. Discussion? Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries.
I guess you sign there. I guess I have to sign too. The next thing on the list is payroll schedule for the Thanksgiving and Christmas holidays. There's been some discussion about, do we cut the checks on Wednesday versus Friday, which is the holiday? Of course, Mr. Finley wanted me to reiterate the fact that if they were on direct deposit, we wouldn't have to have this discussion.
I'm shocked that he would think of that, to bring it up at this time.
Yeah, he said it was something about this has not been the first time.
I think he mentioned it before.
Yeah, so, but I'm going to move that we move payroll up to Wednesday.
Second.
For those two holidays.
I don't know if I can get it done by then.
he wants people to use direct. He'd also like me to suggest that we maybe think about a countywide policy for mandating direct deposit for all employees. I'm telling him now I'll take that under advisement.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
The next thing on our list is Mass 90 upgrade. Donna wanted to bring it forward. I asked her not to because I wasn't ready to discuss it. It's on the calendar anyway. She is out ill today, so I'd like this to not move to deny, but just let it go, and then no decision. She can reschedule it. You fine with that?
Yeah, or I visited with you, didn't I, Rick, a little bit? About the Mass 90 and the Mass 200. She mentioned Mass 200. She came and spoke to me in my office one day. And I said, you're wasting your time in a kind way because I couldn't make a decision if I knew what I wanted to do, and I don't know enough about it to make a good decision. So I asked her to bring it to all of us.
Right.
And
I did give you the numbers. The numbers were surprising to me, but at this point,
unless we're willing to change the process, there's actually no reason to do this at this point.
Well, at this point, I can't imagine us spending money when we don't really need to.
Right. When everything's
justified at this point, maybe next year's budget will be different. But right now, I couldn't suggest it.
Right. And there's really no. I mean, it's better, newer, and all that, but For the purpose of us doing our day-to-day job, it would be no benefit.
Don't think so.
Okay. So I would say, do we need to go ahead and move to deny it then?
Just
let it die.
Just let her die, I guess.
Okay. It won't let it die unless we vote against it, so.
Oh.
That's okay, though. I think you can do that.
All right, let's just leave it alone.
Excuse me, let's don't move on.
Okay.
Is this different? I mean, have you talked to her about this?
Because Mass 200 does supposedly allows, and I wouldn't want to even think about it until I went and saw a demonstration someplace or something, because the last time we had the Mass 90 upgrade, they told us to be a lot better, and I didn't think that much about it. Hell, neither. So I'd want to check it out very closely, but it would allow us to have more users on there at one time and not slow us down, is what she thinks anyway.
I see.
But that's,
she wants to be able to get into Mass 90.
That's the other purpose. So she wants to have some abilities within the application that we may not be wanting to change the process right now. My reason for not wanting to talk about it was I hadn't had a chance to talk to the IT group to see technically could it be faster than that we're, I mean, it's supposed to be faster, but I wanted to ask those guys, but then it comes back to process. I'm not ready to change the process, which is...
Well, in statutory, you can't change the accounting system without my group.
Right. Okay.
So right now, I cannot... I wish I felt like we could afford to spend $15,000, but like I was talking to you earlier, I think I'm going to end up suggesting we spend $1 million more than what we bring in next year right now, and I don't like it.
Right.
Do Do we want to ask, does the county commission want to ask Rick to visit with Donna and see if there's any thing that, just leave her go. All right. Next,
Tiger Grant. We're putting this on a 30-day annuum.
Right.
So I move that we table the Tiger Grant GRE contract for 30 days. So we'll reschedule it for 30 days from now, which would put me approximately, let's set a date real fast here, the 23rd of, no, can't do that because we're in, let's move it to the 30th. I move that we table the Great River Engineering Tiger Grant contract until November 30th.
Okay, second. Discussion? Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries.
All right, now we are ready for... We have to wait, unless we want to talk about the bereavement policy under administrative, because our next meeting is at 2:30, which would be the policy for people who want to attend, former Commissioner Strahan or anybody's funeral that's not family. Under Section 13.1, under -1, under the other requests, it says if you want to attend a funeral for someone other than a family member, as defined above, you must use vacation leave or personal days. In chatting with the attorney, there's no way for us to, if we say you can have time off and vary from this policy, we can't make them go to the funeral, so they can just take the time off and go shopping. So my suggestion, or I won't say a motion yet, but my suggestion is we just stick to the county policy. And if they, and of course always worked with your department head or your elected official for coverages and coverage in the department and all that. But I would say at this point, I'd rather just stick to the policy.
I agree.
All right. Then that only with the motion, we have the policy. So if you want, I can just send an email out to everyone, say that our position is sticking to the policy. Is that all right?
Yep. And if you might add, if they're under our oversight,
just come see us.
Come see us or your department head.
Talk to your department head and or elected official.
Take your time off because we're happy for you to go.
Right. All right.
What's our next item?
2:30 at sick leave policy is all we have left for the day. Is there...
What are you here for, Tim?
I want to hear what our policy was going to be. What our statement was.
Oh, on the bereavement?
On the bereavement, yes.
Okay. Yep.
When you say sick leave or personal days, just a couple hours, if they just take off just for the funeral, they take 2 hours?
Comp time, yeah.
Comments? We didn't ask for any comments. No?
Well, she's walking out.
You already?
Yeah, she left. They all left you.
They all left me.
Okay. All right, we'll recess until
2:30. 2:30.
Thanks for
Thank
everything.
You. Bye.